This program contains strong language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome to Parenting. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen to.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. I am Mark Adam.
I am Katie G, and also sick, but still just
yeah,
Katie G.
Yeah, under the weather. More like Katie hacking up a lung G.
I mean, pretty much. Last week it was hungover. This week was totally not my fault. I blame everyone else for me getting sick.
Yeah. It wasn't totally. That you were so drunk from Thursday night that you got so sick Friday because your immune system was compromised?
No. I just got sick yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
but
there's
we were,
that.
Remember when we got drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Thursday?
I think I forgot about that.
We recorded an episode of... the first episode
After Dark.
Of The After Dark, which is Parents Plus Booze. Mm-hmm. And...
Yeah.
It was very funny. I was watching it back, like, seeing what I needed to fix or whatever. And it was, it actually turned out very funny. I had no idea whether it would be entertaining or annoying. But watching it back, I'm like, I really think people will enjoy this. But that's...
I mean, yeah. It could go either way. I haven't watched any of it yet. So, like, because I was thinking about that. I was like... You know, sometimes you think that you're funny and, you know, you have a good laugh, but then other people around you are like, wow, you're really annoying. I'm like waiting for that to be the reaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
I highly recommend drinking while you watch it because that might make it better.
Yeah. Definitely drink along. There's a scoreboard along the bottom of it. And it's actually
fun
because we keep track of how many drinks we've had and whatnot. So
it's true. It was a lot of fun.
It was cool. I liked it. Mm-hmm. So that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here. This is the Parenting Podcast, episode 11.
Woo.
Can you imagine?
We're number one twice.
We've been doing this for 11 weeks. 12, technically, we did miss a week because Katie was away. And that's when we introduced
because I was away.
Only Dirty Table.
Yeah.
So there's that. So there's 12 full length episodes out there. Plus, there's a couple episodes of the Together podcast, which Amelia and I recorded a new episode of today.
Excellent.
I'll just keep releasing those as they sort of become, become a Patreon member and you get access to all that kind of cool stuff.
Yes.
So
she's the cutest.
Speaking of Patreon, that is one way you can see more of our stuff. So patreon.com/parenting. But as you see on the bottom of your screen right now, if you're watching the video cast, we have Facebook. So facebook.com/parenting. Twitter, we're at Parenting Pod. Instagram, at Parenting Podcast. Snapchat, just Parenting. YouTube, we don't have a thing yet. Subscribe. If you're watching live, you can do that right now. That's a pretty cool thing.
There's like a button down there that says subscribe.
Click
it,
so,
do it.
Yeah, because we're streaming live through YouTube this week. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, for those on the audio podcast that are listening in their cars or whatever throughout the week, also thank you for listening very much. But at all those places you can listen, you know, whether you're on iTunes, Google Play Music, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, Pocket Casts. There's
we're all over the place.
Spotify,
wherever you listen to
podcasts. If you're
podcasts.
A Spotify person, a podcast.
That's
all
more
over.
Where I go to. I think I'm more of a Spotify person. I think for podcasts,
I'm a Google Play guy. Like you know what's cool? Like I have YouTube Premium instead of paying for Google Play Music. YouTube Premium is $2 extra a month. But I get YouTube Music included and Google Play Music included.
Oh, neat.
By just paying for YouTube Premium, which takes all of the ads off of YouTube and I have access to all the YouTube originals, like Cobra Kai, which is an amazing show that YouTube produces. And like, there's a whole bunch of other stuff. There's some kids programs that Amelia likes. There's one called Kings of Atlantis that she really likes. Nice. So yeah, just by paying the $2 extra, I get YouTube Music, Google Play Music, and YouTube Premium ads all off. I can download videos. It's very, very cool. So I highly recommend that Super for cool. you guys. But definitely subscribe to our channel.
Yes, please do.
So,
and if you've made it to episode 11, thank you. right? My week, it was a good and crazy week, actually. It was my dad and I went to Toronto to watch a Leafs game in Toronto.
That's so cool.
On Monday night. So that was super fun, really exciting game.
Did they win?
It's always nice to see them win. They did, yeah. They won 5-3 against Buffalo. So it was a sick, it was a really cool, it's such a cool environment, like just being at any sports, like it doesn't matter, like if it's like, you know, professional sports arena or whatever, it's such a cool environment to be in. So yeah. It's like,
I took Amelia to the Jets game on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's super fun. And Dad and I, this was like our third trip doing that together. We did two trips to Toronto now, and then we did one in Ottawa. So it was, you know, some spending time with him, but he was sick. So I'm going to blame him for giving me this cold, even though everyone else around me has been sick.
Yeah.
But, we had a good time. We had some drinks, good laughs, all that fun stuff. So that was good. And then, went back to work on Wednesday, and it was absolute insanity. So like, the rest of the week kind of was just insane. And then I went home early yesterday because I woke up Friday and was like, I don't feel good, man. But I went to work. And then...
Because you're not a piece of crap. So many people are like, I have the sniffles today. I can't make it in, boss. Like,
yeah, I mean...
I go to work and get sent home. That's like
that's people, exactly people go, what happened,
when,
right?
When your boss goes, you need to leave. That's when... That's when you know you're sick, you know?
I mean, like, the biggest thing I think right now is because there is such a huge flu thing going around, the cold's going around, especially in our office. We had, like, 6 or 7 people out in one day and, like, on days on end. It was just insanity. And so, like, our president, she came out and was like, all right, enough's enough. We're getting rid of this bug. If you're sick, stay the hell home. Take a couple of days and then come back because you're coming in and just spreading it around to everybody else, which I get.
Ruining everybody, yeah.
Right, yeah. And I get that. It's
like that is a logical thing to do, and something that a boss worth their salt will do, you know?
And that's what, you know what, and that was one of the biggest things I was talking to, like, Rod and other people about, is that I've never worked for a company where they put your safety and everyone else's safety first. Like, safety is, like, the number one priority in our work, and it's really cool, and, like, it's comforting almost. Like, you know that... you're not going to be in trouble if you miss a day, or, you know what I mean? Like, they're really understanding like that. So not a lot of places are like that. They almost make you feel guilty for staying home, being sick, which is why people go into work sick and then fucking spread it around. So like, it's all on the employer, I think. So when I showed up on Friday and I wasn't I'm worse now than I was yesterday, but like, I definitely was feeling it. Like I just had like the stuffy whatever grossness going on, and so I had some stuff I had to do because I, you know, I missed a couple of days. We've got two huge closing happening this month, so it's an absolute insanity. So, but they basically were like, yeah, okay, finish up and then get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
so that's what I did. Yeah. And I came home and I went to bed, and I have not really left my bed since then. So
just for the record, anybody watching the video feed of our podcast is not going to have understood almost anything you said. You were cutting out pretty hard, but the audio podcast people, that's the advantage of listening to the audio podcast, is that it's the direct audio from her side, direct audio from mine put together.
Right.
That's also one of the challenges. It's one of the challenges that we have where I'm in Winnipeg and you're in Halifax and we're doing this together. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people do podcasting this way. And I think it's interesting to do it that way because you're getting a perspective from two different parts of the country on top of the fact that, you know, it's funny because you and I are very similar in the way that we like interact and think, and we agree on a lot of things philosophically and such. But what's really neat is that now that I'm here and you're there, like we're coming at it from two very different places, influenced by two very different, I'm going to say cultures.
Because
Winnipeg culture and Halifax culture are very different, like very different.
Yeah. I've never been to Winnipeg, so I take your word for it.
Yeah, no, you're fine. If you're in the neighborhood, visit me, but don't make a special trip.
So how was your week? Fill us in.
My week was good. Like I said, I took Amelia to the Jets game on Tuesday. Oh, we had a play date. A buddy of mine at work has a 3-year-old. She just turned 3, and Amelia's 4 and a bit, and so his kid doesn't get out to play with a lot of kids very often. Mm-hmm. And so we had a play date. We took them to this indoor playground that's here. It's this giant, I don't know if you're parents, you know exactly what I'm talking about. These giant indoor, like, warehouses turned into these climbing apparatus.
Yeah, totally.
It's awesome. It's, and this one that I go to, it's called Hide and Seek. It's the best one in Winnipeg, in my opinion. The cafe is really good. The food that they make is really good. It's always clean. You know, when something breaks, they actually fix it. Some of the other ones, you go there and it's like months and months, and the thing that's been broken for months is never fixed. Right. Like, so they go out of their way to make sure that everything's functional here. And as a result, they're pretty busy most of the time, which allows them to continue to fix stuff, you know? But Amelia and this little girl, her name's Kylie, and they ran around together for hours and hours and hours. And it was just...
Love that.
So great to see them, you know, just having fun. And this little girl was not at all used to, you know, playing with another kid who's just, like, there the whole time with, like, you know. So...
Yeah.
Like, Amelia's dragging her around by the hand. Come on, let's go do this. And, of course, I'm sitting in the little cafe area, and his kid doesn't do this much. So he, as a father, is not used to her running off and just playing and having fun in the play place. It's like
on her own?
Like on her own. Because there's, like, all this climbing stuff. And there's a lot of parts that, I mean, I'm 6'4". I'm 240 pounds. I don't fit in a lot of places in there. Like, there's some places in there. She's like, come on, Papa. And I'm like, I physically can't do that. Physically don't fit in the thing. Like, you just jump through a hole and she's gone. And she's like, Papa, come on. No, I can't. Yeah. I can't. So we had a big play date on Sunday. She really loved that. That was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then, so that happened. I played a show impromptu on Thursday, went to a blues jam. My bandmate, who him and I are the pairings, and I'm pretty excited about that. Like, we're starting a duo, and we're gonna start playing shows that way. And we played a few songs Thursday night at the, or was that Wednesday? Maybe that was Wednesday. No, that was Wednesday. It was at the Royal George. The Royal George Hotel is here in Winnipeg. And because you're not from Winnipeg, I'll tell you. It has a lot of history. A lot of really big names have played there. And it's a big deal if you're in the music industry in Winnipeg. And so it was very cool to get up on that stage and play. So that was neat.
And, yeah, that's awesome.
And then... Friday, I was supposed to start my new job yesterday. I got a job at the Manitoba Club. I'm switching from being just a bartender server to now I'm the head bartender, head server supervisor a very, very prestigious private club. Very similar to the Halifax Club in Nova Scotia. So Nova Scotia has the Halifax Club. Manitoba has the Manitoba Club. And it's a very nice place, and I'm looking very forward.
And so you started there on Friday?
I was supposed to start yesterday. What happened was I get this call Thursday morning from my new boss, and he's like, hey, remember how you were supposed to start tomorrow? And I'm like, am I getting fired already? We haven't even started. But he said, no, there was a mix-up with the entertainment, and so we don't have anybody to play, like, perform music for this pop-up pub thing we're doing tomorrow. And I said, oh, okay. He said, yeah, do you want to play? I was going to pay him blah. Like, would you do it? I was like, wait a minute. You want me to come play music? You're going to pay me for it properly? Because a lot of musicians, you'll know exactly what I mean when I say that, because everybody's like, always, oh, we'll bring it. You get the door. So however many people you bring is what you get paid. It's like, my friends coming to your bar shouldn't be how I get paid. That's mm-hmm. not, anyway, that's a whole other conversation for another time. But it was kind of neat because I got to play for a couple of hours, and I brought my buddy Nick in, and we played as the pairings. And so it was like we got to play two full sets together in front of people for the first time. And it was really cool.
That's awesome.
And yeah, and I met a bunch of the members, and they were all really nice. And I think they really liked me. They definitely liked my music. They kept telling me that. But I'm really looking forward to starting there. Like, it just seems like a really nice community. These people, like, they are constantly mm-hmm. going to the club. And because obviously you pay your membership fees, you're going to want to make sure you take advantage of that.
Yeah,
so
of course.
It's just real cool that I got to take part in that. So that's very cool.
It's cool that they came out and instead of you actually starting as like a shift, like working, they, you know, trusted you to go on and play music. Like, I don't think that's something that would happen every day. Not that I'm in the music business or industry or anything like that, but I just can't imagine that that's a common thing.
It's true, but he knows, like, I have a show tomorrow that I play. I play the first Saturday of every month at this other place. And mm-hmm. and he knew that. And so he knew I was a musician. And basically, so I was like, you're paying me to play music. I can
never
now.
Never heard me sing before.
But I can observe. I'm sure he checked me out first. Like, he wouldn't have done that. Like, this is a place where they think things through. I can observe everything that's happening in here without being involved in it and being, you know what I mean? So I can watch how it works. And I was observing totally. All night while I was playing music. I could watch kind of what is going on. So I know what to expect when I start. And on top of that, it's actually doing you a favor. So it's, you know what I mean? So
it's kind of the best of both worlds, really.
Kind of a hero. Yeah, it was great. I felt great about it. I had fun. The people had fun. Mm-hmm. I got to meet some people, make some connections, plant the seeds of like, yes, I will be taking care of you. You know, we got this coming. Like, this is what I'm brought in to do. Excuse me. I'm very excited about this new job.
That's very cool.
But that was a really cool way to do it. And then I have another show tonight. So that's my week. That's my weekly review.
Woo.
Yeah. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. Pretty
weeks.
Cool.
Weeks. No, that's very
for
cool.
Weeks.
We made it through another week. I mean, really, that's an accomplishment all on its own.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're halfway to dead right now with your cold.
Oh, man, I feel it, too. I feel like it's always something. Every week, I'm like, something's happening. It's mostly hungover, which that's fine. I'm good with that because that's my own fault. But this one, this is not me. This is all the germy people around me.
And your but my argument is, if we hadn't gotten so drunk Thursday night, your body would not have been compromised. And again, the After Dark podcast turned out real good.
I haven't listened yet, so I'm going to have to listen to that. I'm kind of afraid to. I was like, do I really want to listen to that?
It actually turned out really, it was entertaining. I'm not going to lie. Like, there were parts where I, watching it, was laughing, mostly at me. So if I'm the butt of most of the jokes, that's cool. I'm fine with that.
That's cool. Cool. Yeah,
just drinking that much alcohol in such a short period of time, you know?
Oh, man. And we were talking, too. We're like, it's not a competition, but I think that you and I both have this, like, competitive streak in us. So we're both like, yeah, it's not a competition. I'm fucking doing this more than you. It's like,
yeah,
break
exactly.
that one down. Break that one down.
Hello, beautiful. this one was whispering at me from the doorway. So just give me one second. Hi.
What no are you, problem.
Say hi to the people.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What do you need? What can I do you for?
I said.
Oh, I did say that I would give you a piece of candy, didn't I?
Good job.
How about that many? You take them all. Put your hand out. Okay, so hop down. Put your hand out. I'll give you these, and then I'll give you... You can later on, you can have another piece of candy. I know we only do one a day, but today you can do two. How's that? Okay.
We have, I want candy, like, too.
She gets, like... My mom bought her this thing, this book of lifesavers, and I have stuff still from Halloween. Like, because we only do one piece of candy a day, and I don't have her every day because her I share with her mother.
So it lasts quite a while.
Yes. There's just so much candy in my house. I don't have to buy candy for another year, probably.
Perfect.
Probably. Anyway. So, anyway, that's... I promised her that when we started our episode, I would give her candy, like a piece of candy, her daily allotment, and
daily
I
dose.
Definitely forgot. So that's on me. So she's in her room playing.
Kids don't forget those kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, there's no way you promise your kid a piece of candy and you don't deliver. They will call you out on it.
Remember what you said like 5 minutes ago? Yeah, I'm still waiting for that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's jump to the next portion here. We got
what's in the news?
Yeah, so it was anti-bullying day this week. So it was like everybody wears pink for bullying. I don't own anything pink, so I did not participate, but I supported it in spirit, and I did discuss it with some people. But I just don't own anything pink. So,
That's fair.
And the budget's a little tight right now, so I wasn't going to splurge on something pink just for the one day.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that's a great initiative that I think it's really cool how it started, like the history of it. There was a student being bullied and for wearing a pink shirt to school. And two other students in that class stood up for that kid. And then they went and bought like 50 pink t-shirts and went back to school the next day and handed them all out. And everybody just wore pink.
That's amazing.
How cool is that? That it's a movement started by kids.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's amazing. It really is amazing.
I think that's one of the coolest stories. Right, for a movement that,
you know what,
big, and now it's a national day.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, and like the kids, they do it in school too. They all wear pink or a variation of pink to school, in support of that, which is very cool. And it's really it's because it's something you have to continue to talk about. Because when I was growing up, I mean, I was bullied quite a lot in elementary school, and so I didn't have anyone like that to like stick up for me, kind of thing. You kind of just, I don't know, rolled with it until you basically had enough of it, I guess. But it's, I don't know, I guess it would be harder these days, just especially with social media. There's all that stuff that goes on that it's not face-to-face anymore because people hide behind their phones and computers. So it's not like you've got someone coming up to your face, calling you names or whatever. I mean, I know that still happens and stuff, but I feel like it's even more so now with the social media aspect into it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't like the idea of bullying. I think it's cowardly. I think it's...
Well, yeah. I mean, the people who bully other people clearly have things going not right in their world, which is why they're taking it out on other people. So it's something that they're not dealing with, or they're, you know, they grew up in a rough situation, whatever it might be. They might have parents who exude that type of behavior, and that's where they learned it from. And they just, that's the only way that bullies continue, is because they have parents who don't teach them differently, or they grew up in a really rough way. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who grew up in very hard times who are not dickholes and bully people. Like some people just hide behind the way that they grew up in order to act a certain way. And I feel like that's not applicable to every situation. I feel like there's a lot of people out there who have gone through a lot of hard times and rough situations and still end up being good people and put positivity out in the world.
Yeah. I was bullied when I was a kid. I was, you know, I was fairly soft-spoken when I was a kid, I guess. At school, not so much at home. My mom will definitely be like, what are you talking about? But at school, it was a little different. Yeah. And I played very competitive sports, right? So hockey and soccer at pretty high levels. So the kids on my team were all very good athletes. And so you got guys who are, you know, physically just like, and all the adrenaline and testosterone and all that stuff. And it's going to lead to people being bullied, and that doesn't make it okay. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's a melting pot, and it's a, you know, it's unfortunate that that's what happens, but it does happen that way. And so I got bullied, and I, like you, I didn't really have anybody to stick up for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took it.
Was it anything in particular you were bullied for?
I think it was because I did well on tests. I was very smart. I didn't really test well later when they started having like real tests. I don't know why it is that, but I don't test well. But when I was a kid, like, you know, I was the kid that was, you know, really good at math and really good at, you know, writing stuff in English class and that kind of thing. And I got picked on because I was a nerd, essentially, that people, you know,
just the
typical easy target, awkward ginger nerd, right? It's, I don't know if it was anything specific. I think just people want to bully someone. And I was an easy target. Now, I didn't get bullied like some of the other kids in my class. And I remember times where I, in junior high in particular, where I was more of a bully. And I think it came from the fact that I was bullied through elementary school. And mm-hmm. I thought that to be cool, that's kind of what you had to do. And so I remember being like, well, you know, that's the status game, where everybody puts a card on their forehead and they don't know what their card is, but you have to treat kings like a king and queens like a queen. And that, but like, if you have a two or a three, you treat them like garbage.
Okay.
You have to guess based on how people treat you, what your card number
what
is.
What your card is. Okay. And
so I was playing that, but for reals, where I was just like, okay. So that person is like a two or a three. I can get away with bullying them, but I can't bully that guy because he's like a 10 or a jack, you know? So,
okay.
So, but to make myself feel like I was a 10 or a jack, even though I was really like a 5 or a 6, I would pick on the twos and the threes because that made me feel better at the time. And looking back, I'm like, that's a really shitty, shitty attitude. But that was
totally.
Bullying wasn't talked about much then. Like, I think we had one day a year in health class or something that we talked about bullying, and that was it. Like, you know, so for one hour out of your whole year.
I don't remember ever, ever participating in any sort of anti-bullying anything growing up. And like I said, the way I was bullied, for not being a smart one. I was bullied for my appearance. Like, that's what people picked on me for. So like, as a girl, it was really hard too, because I mean, boys and girls both can be insecure, but that affected my entire, like, from when that started, that affected my entire body image right up until it took me till I was like 23-ish, probably. Even still now, I still deal with a lot of stuff, which, I mean, everybody does, but it really changed my view on how I saw myself. And like,
this week
so
is
funny, because I remember
be rough for the video watchers, not to take away, just a lot of what you said got garbled by the internet. Internet clouds have taken your words away, but the audio podcast will be much more clear. So I will go back and listen to that in the audio form. We don't have to go back and repeat everything, but the gist is people picked on you because of your appearance,
mm-hmm.
not because of your brains or lack thereof or whatever.
Yeah. Like my bullying was more of how I looked type of a bullying. So it affected me throughout my
entire
like high school years as well. So it's like
you're
one of those.
It really hard. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play this, play an ad for us. And then I'll try and reset some stuff and we'll come right back. Okay.
Sounds good.
Do you ever wish you could record your drunk conversations? Well, that's what I do on the Intoxicated Podcast. Every Friday, I talk to friends, comedians, and various guests while drinking to showcase the conversations you'd only have at the back booth of a bar with close friends. It's a weekly drunk, heart-to-heart variety talk show and therapy session. Subscribe to the Intoxicated Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. That's Intoxicated, spelled T-A-L-K. Cheers.
Okay, so I reset a thing. I'm hoping that it will drop less now. Maybe, possibly. That said, thank you for your patience. For those watching the live feed, the video feed, those garbled places, I can't fix that. So they're just going to be there for the video. If you want to hear the audio podcast, is going to have all the content without interruption. So you're fine there.
Which will be up tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. If you're listening to the audio podcast, then it's now. it's happening. So yeah. Thank you so much for your patience as we struggle through
technical issues.
Well, we have a unique challenge trying to do this from two separate cities, and we haven't had this much. Like every once in a while, we've had your video go a little garbly, but never this much in an episode. And I apologize for those that are watching the video that is the case. I apologize. What I will try and do is cut her audio in. So even though the video goes garbly, we can hear what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
I'm having issues hearing you every now and then as well. Like it keeps cutting out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but because it's being recorded on my end, the viewers won't. So, apologies. And so, we'll take off from here. Bullying, very important topic. I don't want it to seem like we weren't treating it, or that I didn't care that she was getting cut out. Her points are valid. I'll have to edit that in post. It's going to be a rougher week than normal as far as editing goes. So that said, next topic I want to talk about is these YouTube kids videos.
Oh, man. This whole thing creeped me out.
The Momo challenge is one thing, but that's not the only one out there. There's one where it's this person playing with Paw Patrol dolls, and then all of a sudden, like 4 or 5 minutes into this video, all of a sudden there's like an open bottle of pills, and Sky is crying because Chase has taken all these pills and he's passed out or dead or whatever, and it's just like, what is going on?
Is in the middle of videos, like of kids' videos.
The middle, like it's like the first few minutes are just like people playing with toys, like all the other YouTube kids videos, but then it's like 4 or 5 minutes in, once they know the parents' guards down, it's like, okay, now we can introduce this other, and
people are sick.
That's malicious. It's malicious.
It's
now 90% of the time I'm sitting right beside Amelia while she's watching her videos, right? She sits in my lap, right? Mm-hmm. And so I can see what's on the screen, and so it's funny because like there's an argument, oh, these are hoaxes, but they're not. I've seen some of them and it's really terrifying, actually. So
I don't think I've actually seen any of these videos.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen them. Yeah, your kids are a little older. They're not watching. Because
I guess
YouTube
it's geared
kids.
Towards little kids, right?
It's geared towards kids my age. My kid's age, like 4, 5, 6. Wow. Right in that range, because it'll pop up in the middle of a Peppa Pig video. It'll pop up in the middle of a, like I said, like, and some of it is like, there's a pop, like a thing that jumps up over top of like what they're watching, and it's a whole other video. Like some dude will walk out and he'll just be like, hey kids, cut this way for attention, cut this way to kill yourself. Like,
that is so messed up.
Showing children how to hurt themselves. And it's absolutely fucked up that people would do that, and that they would show anybody how to hurt themselves, but in particular children. and
very small children.
The only funny joke that actually came out of this was somebody that said, kudos to Momo for making parents pay attention to their children, which is kind of funny, but also
a bit of bad taste of a joke, I think.
Yeah, it's just, you should be watching what your kids are watching anyway.
So how did this come about? Like, do you know, like, how did someone find out? Like, did they watch it with their kid and realize that that was on there? Or did, like, a kid come out and say, hey, no, I just saw this?
There was a parent that was watching and was like, what is that? Right? But it's not one parent. There's a whole bunch of it. And I've seen these videos, too.
Okay.
So it's, I know for a fact they're not a hoax is the thing. And that's... people will post articles like, these aren't real, this isn't happening, this is like debunked, this, that, and the other thing. But I've seen these videos. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And it's terrifying as a parent.
That's absolutely terrifying. And it's sick. You have to be a really sick person to do something like that for little children to see.
Yeah. And
like that is just
sucks. It just sucks. Like, you have to be on top of your kids all the time. And you should, kids should be able to feel like they have a little freedom, that they're, like, you want to be able to give them a little bit of independence.
No one wants to be a helicopter parent. Yeah. Like, no, you don't want to have to do that to your kids. You get
stuck there sometimes.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah. So it's just, it's this shitty, shitty thing that some shitty, shitty people are doing.
Unreal.
And it's just like, and same as what I posted on our Facebook page was that we all know sickos on the internet exist, but you know, here's a new level, you know.
Yeah.
It's calculated. It's there's a reason they wait 4 minutes or 5 minutes into the video.
It's
a
malicious thing.
You're going out of your way to hurt kids.
Yeah. No other intent other than a malicious one when you're doing that.
Exactly.
That's terrifying. Crazy. It is terrifying.
So.
Oh my God.
So for you parents out there that have smaller children, just pay attention to what they're watching. Educate them.
Yeah.
I've had a conversation with Amelia. I'm like, if you see somebody talking about this and I'm not standing right beside you, mm-hmm. you come tell me right away. Right away.
Yeah.
Because I'll flag the video and that way other kids don't, you know, because YouTube is actively trying to make sure this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a better way to filter that crap out.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, YouTube Kids, the way that videos end up on YouTube Kids, the selection process for it just needs to be tweaked, and I think it can be eliminated altogether. But until that's fixed, which YouTube is working on, until that's fixed, just be with your kids. Like, it's not hard.
Now that
like
you're I get aware sometimes, of...
But, I mean, the reason that some people are like, yeah, okay, watch your YouTube Kids videos so that I can go do the dishes, so that I can clean, so that I can...
Yeah.
Right? Do all this. Other stuff. So I get that it's hard to be right beside them all the time. But if you're talking to your kids about it and open with them, it depends on the relationship you have with your kids. But I tell Amelia... If you see somebody talking about this, you pause the video, you come get me. If you see this image pop up, you pause your video, you come get me.
Yeah.
Well, that's
the biggest thing, right? You just need to... No, you need to be aware, and then you also need to have your kids aware that this isn't okay. So, I mean, depending on their age, you can usually... I mean, you can tell your child, like you said, you can say, if you see... such and such, then come tell me right away. But like, you have to be aware of what's out there. Like, I saw that this week about this Momo thing, which all on its own is absolutely creepy as hell. But the fact that the thing that's most disturbing isn't even the image. It's the fact that there are people out there creating this in order.
It's content to show this created to kids. Specifically to hurt children.
That's like, sick. Like, that's sick. Fucking sick. Like, it makes me angry about, like, that there are people out there who maliciously do that, and it's just sickening.
It is. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
That exists.
Yeah. It's just another thing you have to, like, watch out for.
Yeah, it makes me feel disgusting in my core.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, it's unfortunately that's what comes with this fucking social media and internet platform that kids all now have access to that we didn't when we were growing up. So it's now easier access for these sick fucks to, you know, try and hurt your kids, mentally or fit, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, oh my God, it's like harder to be a kid and it's harder to be a parent. It seems like every year technology grows and it makes it harder and harder to, like, try and protect your kids without, sheltering them from the world.
It's like you said, nobody wants to be a helicopter parent, but it's getting to the point where you almost have to be.
I that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's, you don't want to, but you kind of have to at some level, like, not everything, but, like, you kind of have to, I don't know, be that parent every now and then, I guess, about what they're watching and who they're talking to. And I don't know. That's what I mean. Like, it just makes it harder to be a parent and also harder to be a kid. Like, you don't, I don't know. Their like independence as they get older is kind of suffering, right? Because you have to be aware of these things and you have to have these conversations, which I think is good. You want to have that open communication with your kids, but it just, absolutely. It's just hard on the heart, really, like, that there's people out there doing that.
It's sick. It's sick. Yeah. It's twisted. It's gross. It's It's absolutely brutal. So,
Agreed.
I don't even. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah. Anyway, I know. I hear you.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it anymore. We've talked about it enough.
Sounds good. What else was in the news this week? Was there anything?
Moral of the story, though, is just pay attention to your kids. Make sure if they're watching these videos, you know what they're watching. That you're right there. Have open conversations with your children. Make sure that they know that anybody who suggests that you hurt yourself is bad. Okay, and you need to tell your parents right away. Right.
Yeah.
Most kids are smart enough to know what that is. So.
Fair.
All right. So anyway, that was that. Kids.
God damn.
Yeah, I know.
It's tough being an adult some days.
It is tough being an adult some days.
I know, right? Adulting is hard.
It's hard to be an adult. It's harder still to be a parent. But it's getting harder to be a kid, and I don't think that's okay.
Yeah. That's what I was saying before. It just makes it, I don't know. This makes it hard for kids to just be kids these days. Like, I really feel that way. I think, sure, there's good things about technology. But I don't know. I thoroughly enjoyed my childhood playing outside. So I have, like, a nostalgic reaction to, like, I remember the days when we didn't have that shit. And I had a good time as a kid and you didn't have to worry about those kinds of things. I mean, there was other ways, but, like, there's just, like I said before, it just makes it easier access to everybody these days. Like, you carry around a device that you can be found, like, you know, the fucking iPhones, like, conspiracy theories about they're listening to you at all times. Like, you're just so much more easily accessed by anyone, and anyone who's really good with technology can, I don't know, find a way into your electronics or, like you said, like, the videos and stuff. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of a fucked up way to live, I think.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. It's it's rough. Hi, beautiful. It's hard to be a parent and a podcaster at the same time. Come here, babe. you're sitting there staring at me. Come here. What do you need? This is parenting. This is how we work. Hi. What do you need?
I came out here because you said, like, remember the show when I had those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll get you one in a bit. I said you can have another one later. I didn't mean right now. Right? Right.
She's so hungry, she's eating her own hand.
There's no way she's... We're going to have lunch as soon as this is over, okay? Almost mm-hmm. done. Get your hand out of your mouth. You're not that hungry. Okay. Go play. 10 more minutes, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mwah. Love you. Okay. And then we're going to go do some fun stuff this afternoon, right?
Yay, fun things.
Yeah. We're going to go to one of the indoor playgrounds, I think.
Nice.
Just get us out of the house.
It's funny, you've got a little...
Costs like $10.
Mm-hmm.
Just let her run around. Yeah.
Burn off some energy.
Yeah. And I usually bring my computer and I do little stuff. Like today I'll end up doing a lot of video editing because...
Yeah.
I have to
Sorry
fix...
Sorry about that.
This. So that'll be fun. But yeah, that's the plan for the rest for us for the rest of the day. Why don't we jump to top tweets? By the way, I have some really cool video transitions coming for our videos real soon. Yeah, and I think I'll explain it when I have them all done. But I'm very excited about the video capabilities I have. I have some new software. Mm-hmm. So I can really do some cool stuff now. I'm very excited
Excellent.
About that.
I'm looking forward to that.
Hopefully you guys will enjoy it. If not, then it was a giant waste of my time and I don't care. I've always maintained that this is like a mental health project for me and possibly mm-hmm. you, but this is great for me. These episodes. So let's do the top tweets and off we go.
All right. So the first one that I have here is from at Mom Jeans, please. And she said, if you build it, they will come and destroy it within minutes and then demand a snack.
That's accurate. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I love that Amelia, we have a big tea party. I did all the dishes. We had a big tea party. She puts all the dishes back on the counter like a little good girl that she is. And then she goes, Papa, you really have to do the dishes again. I was like... Anyway.
What?
Yeah. I was gonna fight you.
That's awesome.
So, anyway.
excuse me. I know. I'm like... Blah, blah, blah. Apologize for the grossness that is my voice today. All right, this one, I'm just kind of picking these as I go. I had a bunch that I picked out, so I'm just kind of randomly selecting them here. But this one is, we also used these guys last week as well, the at Parent Normal. And okay. Their tweet was, nothing makes a toddler move slower than the phrase, hurry up.
Yeah, no
Which,
kidding.
In my household, even at 14 and 12, it also applies. You tell them to hurry up and they go slower somehow.
It absolutely drives me nuts when I'm like, it's okay, we gotta go quick. Hurry up. And she goes, but first, let's do this.
Yeah, right?
But first.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of here, kid. Oh, just put your stupid boots on like I asked. Anyway, moving on.
Okay. Oh, I've got quite a few good ones this week. So, excuse me. I'm just going to go with this one. This one pertains to mostly, as kids get older. So like kids my age, I guess, but this one is from, at Steve Olivas, 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 Olivas. I don't know how you pronounce
Olivas?
That, but anyway.
Who knows?
Anyway. His tweet was, my 12-year-old son just got up and applied axe. Now the dog won't come upstairs. I don't know if you've ever used axe, but it's the worst smelling antiperspirant, deodorant, yeah. spray, whatever in the world. It's literally the worst.
It's one of those things where you walk into a room that's where somebody's spreading and you're like, what smells like axe in here?
Oh my God.
Smells like axe.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Like ass. But ass.
Excuse me. Yeah, I just thought that was funny because, I don't know, it's just so true.
Yeah.
It's such a nasty smell. If you wear axe, please don't.
I do not. I am.
A no, I just mean anyone listening
male.
To you. If you wear it,
I do not. Oh don't. Yeah, just out in general. Yes.
Yeah, just please don't. Sincerely, everyone.
Yes. Yes.
So I think that's it. One? I think that's it for our tweets this week.
No Ryan Reynolds tweet?
Oh, you know what? I don't have a Ryan Reynolds one this week. You know what?
I can just imagine he said something funny.
What's that?
I'll just imagine that he said something funny.
Oh, he always says something funny.
I know.
Okay. I'll give you one more. This one's just stupid funny. I've saved this one a while ago. But it's at Manda_like_wine. So Manda like wine.
Okay.
And she's verified. I don't know who she is, but it says her tweet. Sorry.
You're going to make
her tweet said, I think so. I'll make it through this last one. She said, over lunch, my 11-year-old couldn't think of the word hot dog, and he called it a potato cock.
What?
Yep. That's my reaction when I saw that tweet. I was like, how your mind goes from hot dog to potato cock. Not really sure, but it happened.
I don't understand.
You're welcome.
All right. That's
fine. There you
go. Okay.
That's anyway, how you wrap up an episode.
Yeah, no kidding, eh? All right. So, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really need the subscriptions right now. Because once we get to 100, then we can actually have, like, you know, youtube.com/parenting, that kind of thing. We can't have a custom
URL. Just
the
support's really appreciated.
Yeah, I love that. Speaking of support, if you go to anchor.fm/parenting, there is a support button where every month you can donate a certain amount of money to us. That would be super huge. I know the $5 a month or whatever you can spare isn't a big deal to you, but it's huge to us. If you want to give us that money through Patreon, then you get bonus content that we create, a la the new After Dark podcast that we did the first episode recording of this week. That'll be out sometime this coming week. And like me and my daughter, who you saw a couple times today, we have one called the Together podcast that she created, and she's super very cute. Adorable. It's hard super not to cute. Love her. So definitely, please check us out. On all the social medias that you can. We have to go.
Yes.
But next week, we will be back with more parenting podcasts, assuming Katie doesn't die from this illness that she has.
I mean, if I make it to next week, we'll see. It's still up in the air.
Who knows? Who knows, right?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.